did you do that? Why did you do that?
I wanted to demonstrate.
That is so humiliating.
Excuse me, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Go ahead.
From the El Pacifico in Southern California, if you're going to have an argument.
My name's Bud Dickman. I'm Robert Leonard.
And who are you? Are you Margaret Gray?
I thought I'd try something different, Margaret.
Are you Margaret Gray or am I?
You are.
Why are we playing these wailing sluts?
Hey, watch it, will you? Margaret, there's no sense in getting angry at these young people.
Oh, these young people.
Yay, Paul Wheeling Slut and everything.
I'm talking to Phil about something that's important to me, and I'm listening to this over here going, oh my God, she sounds like she should be sitting on top of a garbage can, and it's 1 a.m. and she's going,
well, look who's in a good mood.
Well, Phil, you start the program. I'm Margaret Gray. What a creepy thing to do.
You know, Phil, I want to weigh in. It was sort of creepy. Gave me the creeps and everything, you know.
No, I don't know.
Well, why did our still... Why'd this go blank?
Because on account of what you did.
Yeah, but somebody's got to hit the button now.
I got to hit the bum.
The button right there, yeah.
Yeah, because that... You hit that button and that made it go away.
Oh, you know... Never mind. The people don't know what I'm talking about. But there's all those options. And,
Well, what do you want them to do, Phil? Get rid of those? That's the computer that you bought.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get a new one. Yeah, I'll just run right out and get another $40,000 TriCaster.
Well, that's, that's the life you've chosen, my man. You know, there's the way it is, there's the way it ought to be, and then there's the way it is.
Well,
if you say when...
Sorry, wait.
I'm going to kick his ass.
Say that again.
Yeah. I said there's the way it is, there's the way it ought to be.
And the way it is.
And the way it is, yeah.
Well, yeah.
All right, you know what I'm talking about.
General, and the point being what?
The point is, if he wants to get a new TriCaster, to get out and get a new TriCaster.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just sit here and bitch about this one for the next 10 years. You know, we dropped 40 grand in this TriCaster. 40 G's for this thing. Some people may think that's a drop in the bucket. That's a significant expense for this here company, see? And I want that sucker to work beautifully.
Phil, the nature of technology itself. You said, what did you say about the printer?
Yeah, mister, and you just said about a printer here just a few minutes ago.
Did I now?
Well, why don't you tell everybody what he said, bud?
I'll do it.
Well, what he said was... Oh, Mr. Henry's gonna do it. Okay.
No, you tell him.
Okay, Mr. Henry was sitting here and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And quit looking at me and everything. You're making me nervous.
I'll do it, bud. I was sitting here looking at that printer, screwing up for the 9 millionth time.
Yeah, and making a big, you're going all crybaby on us, too.
Yeah, you're doing a crybaby, Mr. Henry.
What do you mean I was doing the crybaby?
Oh, Phil, you're sitting there going, look at this computer. It's broken. The next 20 years. And you sound like a little teeny, little tiny, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny. You know?
What is that?
A child.
There's no kid this big. It's a fetus.
Yeah, you're describing a fetus.
Oh, my God, I want to kill.
Hey, come on now.
Talk about that.
Margaret, you're the one that, why you beat it up, bud? I'm the one that said it.
I wouldn't dare attack one of our veterans.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's gonna came after me and everything.
All right, hold on. Oh my God, it's a fetus.
Well, she goes a little teeny weeny kid, and she's putting her fingers together like that. There's no human alive that's that big, other than what one would call the feti.
Can we get off that topic?
Sorry.
What were we talking about?
You were going to talk about why you wanted to get rid of the printer.
Oh, yeah. So the printer's screwed up. But what I said was, I'd rather go get a new one than have a guy come in and repair it.
Yeah, how come?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Guy's going to come in and repair it. Okay, great, it's repaired. Now in 6 months, the cat's going to come out again for something else. I would rather go out and buy a new computer, a new printer. This thing's lasted me 10 years. It's a brother. I don't know whether that's good or bad. I don't know whether... I'm not talking about brother, the computer. I'm talking about whether the 10-year lifespan I got out of it.
I'll tell you right now, I think that sucks. Aren't you supposed to get more?
Well, like how long?
You should get 20 years out of a printer, shouldn't you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, you can't get that many.
Well, how long then, bud? You're the expert.
I don't know, but 20 years, you're going to have a repairman.
Would you take your thumb out of your nose, bud?
Oh, sorry.
So I said, you know, I'd rather go out and buy a new one. And these guys here give me this crap saying, oh, what a waste of money and this and that. Dude, I'm going to tell you know as well as I do, General, Margaret, you guys run households. You're going to spend less money just buying a new piece of equipment.
Yeah, but, Phil, you know what? Not everybody's just, yeah. Let's go out and just throw our money in every direction. This is a guy. Weren't you going to Tahiti for your birthday?
Well, that was a dream. It was not. It didn't transpire. That doesn't mean I'm rich. Okay, I haven't taken a real vacation in
about 6 months.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, see Phil.
No, not see Phil. So I would rather take that that brother and throw it in the street and let a truck run it over and get a new one, a different brand, you know.
Yeah, well, your different brand, brother, was pretty good.
It's a good printer. There's no question about it. But, you know, I mean, I'll just try a new brand just because I want to, rather than go and get the repair guy, comes out, fixes, or I take it in. What? Screw it. Because I'll tell you this, this printer lasted a long time before it really was fouling up on us. So I got to say, I'll probably go out and get another brother because I think that was a really good lifespan, but I'm not getting it repaired.
See, that's what I just think. That's why they have these repair people who come out, fix it, and then you're on your merry way.
Yes, it's as we were saying, you don't go mission pack and you're on your merry way. No gifts so bright. What are you looking at?
I'm talking about Christmas.
It's not.
Yeah, it is, because right, that's Christmas.
Mission pack is a Christmas commercial.
I don't care. I like the whole you're on your merry way thing.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying.
All right.
You're looking at me like I'm nuts.
Margaret, believe me, there are days. Just give it a rest, Margaret. Because we got to get into the show.
I am not. I'd like to. For the record, I'm not crazy. I said it's on its merry way. That's a.
Forget it, Margaret. You know.
Yeah.
I don't like you leaving.
She's not nuts, folks.
Thank you.
So, that's what I'm going to do, and I mean it, and I'm going to do it, and that's where that's at. Now, Margaret, you're going to be singing not Sunday.
No, not on Sunday. I'm singing on Saturday night at the Cavalcade Seafood Depot in Wilmington. I'm going to be singing a song that Phil had been talking about in the pre-show, and it just so happens I will be singing that song, that very song, on this here very stage on Saturday night in Wilmington. Well, it's...
It's not this stage. That's Wilmington.
On that stage, this...
Yeah, on that stage.
On Saturday night.
On Saturday night?
On Saturday night.
Saturday night, Margaret Gray at the... what is it?
I've only been...
Yeah, I've been saying it 19 times.
I've been saying it 19,000 times. The Wilmington...
No. It's the Cavalcade of
yeah, it's the Cavalcade Seafood Depot, I thought.
Yes, that's it. And that is coming up on Saturday.
All right, great. So that's happening, and Margaret's going to sing a song for us from that set that'll be happening on Saturday night. We also have Dave Oliva is going to talk to us about high concept, low tech. What does that mean? High concept, low tech. Well, in the spy world, which is something Dave is studying now as he makes his way through his law enforcement and his criminal justice classes on his way to the LA Police Academy, he is studying espionage.
Wait, what are you talking about? Dave Oliva?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of what they study.
Jesus.
That guy's gonna be CIA or something.
Yeah, what does he think? What does he think? A spy versus spy? Get a load of the guy, will you?
Hey. He's gonna be studying that as part of his overall curriculum. So he's gonna be talking with us about high concept, low tech, and the elections of 2016 and what the Russians were pulling. And, you know, and no, it wasn't that. Bud's doing the jerk off.
How dare you do that in front of me?
Oh, it's okay. Come on, will you?
I was asking for it.
No, you were asking for it.
You said pull it, Mr. Henry.
Just because I said pull it doesn't mean you sit there and go, hur. What a dickhead.
See, you're laughing.
And you encourage it.
Sorry.
You'd think it was funny.
No, you're just a weird ass, man. What do you want from me? All right, folks, let's do this before I flip our lids. Here it is, the traffic with Bob Bacon. Bob?
Hey, Phil, the Pimpin' Ray 3 went to about 25 miles down to the crowd. We're going to find that and we crap that out. And I'll be traveling. We got the found, and I'll be traveling all our way to work today as you get Red Lane. Brad Laney over there, too, is Ben West, Abby Lane, and the late Gary Bishop. Let's go over here now to Skyboy.
Hey, this is Bowling on the Road. It's Bowling Up Time and Bowling for Dollars here on the game. And the Grand Cayman Islands, still the Bowling for Dollars. Going down to the 5-4 freeway. 5-4-3-2-1 blast off. Going down there. Four boys, Sky Baby, Sweet Dance.
Ooh, I dirtied my...
Boy, Sky Baby, Sweet Dance. I did a boo-boo.
Take a look at this from Grell Brothers. It's a new cleanser. Just drop it on and wipe it off. Nothing's left. Not the stain, not the dirt, not even the wood or the metal. Yes, it takes it all away. You'll either have to buy something new, repair it, restructure it, or just forget about it, because Grell Brothers powder does it. We wipe away everything. Just the stain, the dirt. No, 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 no. We wipe away the stain, the dirt, the metal, the object itself. It's gone. It's destroyed. So if you've got a Ming vase, something, let's say, 2,000 years of age. Let's say you have a Ming stole. Let's say you have an old relic from a Cambodian Buddhist temple. Just use Grell Brothers powder and the whole thing is gone forever. Makes sense, doesn't it? Grell Brothers, now available at Barclays. Hi, Steve Kilgeffian. If I told you that you could weigh 130 pounds by tomorrow, what would you say to me? Well, you're a liar, Steve. You're a filthy liar. You'd be right. You'd be right. There's no way you can weigh 130 pounds by tomorrow unless you're already 130 pounds. Right now, I'm looking for people that are 130 pounds and will do diet commercials for me, for my company, where we say, tomorrow, you can look like me, you can be 130 pounds. But when you come in to do the diet, you have to be 130 pounds. Does it sound like a comedy bit? Yes, it is. The Steve Galgekia Show, Tuesday nights on Channel 69.
What an animal.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show, world famous Phil Henry Show. Here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Man, we've had finally some good weather.
You know, this has been the lousiest summer that I have seen here at the El Pacifico in quite some time.
What do you think it is, Mr. Henry?
I don't know, man. This is a very weird, weird part of the world. This is a very, very weird part of California, because if you take a look at a map where we are at the El Pacifico, this is the little part of the coast that curves out, and this is where the low pressure general kind of sits over everything.
Well, you know, it's the marine layer.
Yeah, that's it, the marine layer.
Now, the marine layer lays on things, and it won't let anything go, so all the fog just sits there, and yeah, it doesn't burn off till late in the afternoon.
And so we've had that kind of a summer, and finally today, here it is in September, we finally got some sunshine. It's almost like you live in England or something.
I was saying that to Ken Kecken. You know Ken and his wife, Solander?
No, I don't.
Okay, you don't?
No.
Well, he's a producer. She's an actress. Jeez.
Wow. Margaret, give it a rest, okay? Always trying to drop names.
No, I'm not. I very casually mentioned Ken Kecken and his wife, Solander.
You're right, Margaret.
Because they are important people. But nonetheless, I was saying to them that... I forget what I was saying.
That's what I thought. All right, so...
Well, that's what you thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So anyway, by the way, you had a successful run of your first ever.
Oh yeah, I wanted to know about that.
Oh, the Hollywood Review.
Yeah, how'd you like them, Ms. Gray? Yeah, did it go pretty good? It sounded pretty good.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. One of the things I want to do with the Hollywood Review, though, is I want to review more than the personalities that I talk about. I want to review the National Enquirer. So in other words, instead of talking about the people that are in the National Enquirer, I will talk about the National Enquirer. And I wanted to give you a little sample of what that would sound like right now, if I could.
Go ahead.
And could you do the announcing, Phil?
Oh, and now Margaret Gray's Hollywood Review.
Thank you very much, Phil, and welcome everyone to Margaret Gray's Hollywood Review.
Now, you be doing that?
Turn it off. Turn it off. Bud, I swear to God.
Wait, come on, wait.
Tell him to shut up.
I just want to know, are you going to have Mr. Henry do it?
Bud, be quiet. No, of course not. Who's the guy?
You got Bert Notree?
I have Bert Notree coming in.
All right.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, you know a man drinks.
I don't care if he drinks. God damn it. Let the man alone. You know you're putting his private business out here on the radio.
Well, he was arrested last week, Margaret, and it was all the papers, so... Put that down, bud. All right, here we go. I'm sorry, Margaret. Let's try it again. Everybody be quiet.
Quiet on the set, as we like to say in Hollywood. You understand? You?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, don't... Boy, resentful. Why? Because I've worked in show business?
Margaret?
Here we go. A one, and a two, and a one, two, three, and...
And now, with her Hollywood Review, here is Margaret Gray.
Thank you very much, Phil Henry. And welcome here to Hollywood Review. Well, let's take a look and see what is in the National Enquirer this week. As you know, the National Enquirer hates beautiful women. One of the reasons for that is because the man that owns the National Enquirer is a very good friend of Donald Trump, and we all know what Donald Trump thinks of women. They are merely meat sacks that he gets to stick his hands on or in, and if you could imagine... Oh, God. Just cut.
What's wrong?
I've got to start again.
Well, just not exactly got time for this.
We don't have a lot of time.
I'll say when we're done. Dude, I'm just thinking of Donald Trump sticking his...
Jesus Christ, Margaret.
Well, I want to get into the...
You want to start knocking the National Enquirer?
No, I don't want to start knocking the National... What I would say is the following. Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray, and this is... You know, I'm not doing it with the music or anything. I'm Margaret Gray, and this, then, is the Margaret Gray next... What the fuck?
Come on, Bud, will you? I thought she needed it.
Turn it off, Bud, before I turn you off.
You already have turned me off.
Oh, I'll kill it.
Hey, come here, Bud.
Come on, wait. What happened, man, to that?
I don't know.
All right. You bugging me, man? Do you want to do this again?
One more time, and if I hear from anyone, if I see someone, twitch a muscle, move a finger, and I'll splatter your brains all over this place.
What the hell is this, Outlaw Josie Wales?
Yes. All right, here we go. One, two, and the one, two, three.
And now Margaret Gray with Hollywood Review.
Thank you, Phil, and welcome to Hollywood Review. You know, today, we're looking at the National Enquirer, and on the cover, they've got Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, two people that they say are splitting up after 34 years. Because it's in the National Enquirer, of course, we have to take that with a grain of salt. But more to the point, you can see the look on Goldie Hawn's face, and they also have a story here about Calista Flockhart. Both women are older. Goldie is 78. Calista is, whatever she is, 52. And they don't look good. I'll grant you that they don't look good. They look, I'll put it very clearly and very, very succinctly, they look like living hell, but the National Enquirer hates women. I'm Margaret Gray.
Bam.
I'm not looking for a...
Come on, Bud.
And then at the end, I'll go... I'll sing it out.
Yeah, you'll sing it out, all right.
What's your problem, anyway?
Wait, Margaret. We got things to do.
No, what's your problem? You've been bugging me since the show started.
I'm just telling you, Margaret, you try to mess with the wrong people, and they'll find you upside down in a garbage can.
Oh, you're saying my life will be threatened.
Threatened?
Why? Why are you saying that?
He's talking about the Enquirer, because the guy that runs the Enquirer, you think the guy's connected, huh?
He's only the best friend of the President of the United States. Oh, get a load of you.
Let me tell you something. I've got a few connections of my own. I'm certainly not afraid of some old crone with orange hair in Boca Raton. I'm Margaret Gray.
Not a Margaret Gray.
Not a Bud.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, that was great, Mark. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Coming back, we are going to do the karaoke.
Right.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Do you have a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website? Because if you do, you have access to 30,000 hours of some of the greatest radio that has ever been heard on the planet Earth. You've got to hear it to believe it. And it's all there under the aegis and auspices of the great Phil Henry. Now, included in that, of course, are our daily podcasts. But we've got those shows that go back over 20 years. We've got video casts that go back in time. We also have some great TV pilots produced by Phil, interviews for television and radio, and on and on and on it goes until you want to throw up. But the price is right. For 1 month or 1 year, subscribe the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Yeah! I'm Bud Dickman. Margaret Gray is doing it every Saturday night at a seafood depot.
Bud, seriously, I just want to ask you, were you hit on the head?
Margaret, trying to read it. I can't read your writing.
Right there.
Margaret Gray, this Saturday night at the Cavalcade Seafood Depot. Y'all gonna dig it. Starts at 8 o'clock.
All right, that's good, but...
Well, I'm not done yet.
But...
Hold the phone! Start it again. Start it again.
Bud, I dare...
Start it again!
Hey, Bud.
Hey! I gotta get this right, I'm gonna do it.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, at a Cavalcade Seafood Depot in Wilmington, California. Is it a dump? Yes, it is a dump. But it'll class up. It'll look like the Taj Mahal when Margaret Gray steps on a stage.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, see? You keep your mouth shut long enough.
You dirty...
Wait. I didn't mean to say that.
No, I get you, didn't.
All right. Now, you're going to do a what?
I'm going to do... I'm going to do a karaoke version of The Whiter Shade of Pale, a song made famous by Procol Harum.
That's the French.
Yes, that's the French. And let's... Hold on. Would you turn that garbage off before I throw up?
All right, Margaret.
Here it is.
What's this song?
Whiter Shade of Pale, General. Don't interrupt, please.
This is okay. I'm just trying to find out the name of the damn thing.
We skip the light fandango. Turned cartwheels across the floor. See what I'm doing there?
Yeah.
I was feeling kind of seasick. Or more, and the room was humming harder. As the I'm telling you, Phil, right now.
What are you laughing at, bud? She goes harder.
I like it was a hard dick.
Wait, come on, wait. Try to tell me. Look at son, I can't protect you forever. You keep acting like a jackball. You keep begging for it, buddy. I'll feed you to her. I mean that, bud. I will feed you to those things outside.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's a line from that zombie movie, Night of the Living Dead. Just do the song.
What a...
Do the song, Margaret.
When we called out for another drink, the waiter brought a tray.
And so we are...
Wait a minute.
Sorry, the voice went...
Yeah.
But you get the idea.
Do what? You pull that on stage.
Pull what on stage, Phil?
Hey, I'll go on then, Phil.
I do the basso profundo, and at the right time, at the right moment, when I feel it's the right moment, I'll do that.
Was that the right moment?
No.
All right, folks. Margaret, very good, Margaret. Thank you very much for that. That is the Whiter Shade of Pale from Margaret Gray here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Jesus.
All right, Dave Oliva is going to jump in here. And tell us a little bit about what he's going to tell us a little bit about. That's really, and that is really, of course, the Russian election collusion, transfusion, you know what I'm saying? Who knows what?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you know, that's a great way of putting it, because people say to me, what do you think about the Russian collusion? And I'll go, collusion, contusion, you know, blusion. Who knows anything about it?
All right, so, yeah, that's real funny.
Well,
hey, don't worry about it, General. All right, so, Dave, you're taking a little bit in your schooling there at L.A. Canyon College, a little bit about espionage, is that it?
Well, it is a class, it's a course that's called International Relations and Trade, but it has to do with espionage, and it has to do with, you know, the kinds of espionage and kinds of intelligence gathering that different countries do, you know, with other countries, like, you know, what Russia doing to America, but...
You're talking about trade?
No. Under the it, they say it's about trade, but it's.
It's like spying.
Yeah, it's spying. You know.
What is this? And although our eyes were open, oh, that's the song. Turn off the karaoke, bud.
All right.
Hold on, Dave. We got some karaoke going on.
Yeah, I heard it. It sounded good, Ms. Gray.
Thank you very much, Dave.
I think it'll go over real good. Is that down near Pedro?
Yes, it's Wilmington's near Pedro.
Yeah, it should go over good there because, and I'm not saying you're not a good singer. I think you're a good singer, but most of those guys are already, you know, kind of cranked up and...
That's great, Dave.
Oh, I see. So they're on crank.
Come on, Dave.
If I could go through a phone.
Hey, I'm just trying to lay the foundation of the truth for you. You know, if we want the truth, I'm trying to lay the foundational.
I don't need the truth from you, all right? I know where I'm going. It's a dump. I got that. Most of those... Forget it, will you?
We're trying to make Margaret's gig on Saturday a success, not saying she's going down there to sing for a bunch of crankheads.
Well, thank you for repeating that. God almighty.
Yeah, now Phil's laughing.
Thomas, then he shouldn't be laughing.
Margaret makes me laugh, sorry.
Oh, I'll bet. So I amuse you. I can do the whole Joe Pesci thing here.
Please don't. That is so cliche. It, like, makes me want to... Tear my own face off.
Okay, let's get back to the discussion at hand, which is Russia's interference in our elections. Now, you've been studying that, right?
We have, yeah. And I can tell you that this is what, you know, you said it's high concept, low tech, and that's exactly what we learned, you know, in our class, that the Russians did not have to do all that much. All they had to do was to go to Facebook, and all they had to do was to go to Twitter, and to open up, you know, as many accounts as they wish. And then they just, like, say lies, you know. because that's all it is, just to say a lie. And they lied. They lied throughout the entire process, you know, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I mean, that's the intent, right?
Well, what about all this fake news people were talking about?
Well, that was one of the things the Russians did. They would go to Facebook, they would buy, you know, a bunch of different accounts, and they put all these lies, you know, out there, like, you know, Hillary Clinton did this or that.
Well, Hillary Clinton did do some things.
Yeah, but not like, you know, they talking about these emails, you know, Seth Rich, that was a Russian lie. Did you know about the Seth Rich, Mr. Henry? Do you know about it?
Well, yeah, I heard about it. The D.C. police have no evidence that he was murdered. That's been kept alive by a lot of the extreme alt-right.
Yeah, well, that was also from Russia. They came up with the whole Seth Rich was murdered thing when they saw that. Another thing was from Russia was Donald Trump being wiretapped. Another thing that was from Russia was, you know, all of that stuff that, and then Donald Trump would retweet and Breitbart too. So I'm not trying to say the president is stupid or anything.
Well, that's exactly what you're saying, though.
No, ma'am. No, I'm not.
Now, hold on, Fred. He's not saying the president's stupid. The president just automatically retweets a lot of stuff he sees.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, if you look, like today, I was looking at Donald Trump's Twitter account, and he already retweeted like 3 robots, you know? Do you know about that?
Let me ask you something. What is this bot thing I hear Phil talking about?
Yeah, that's like robot.
Well, what do you mean a robot?
The Twitter accounts are operated by robots. And,
they're not operated by a robot.
Hey, excuse me, man.
Let him talk, bud.
So, like Facebook and like Twitter, a lot of humans would take out the accounts, okay? To set up the accounts. Okay, General? Okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Then they'll do, you know, then they'll turn the accounts over to a robot with instructions. Excuse me.
What the hell?
They'll turn it over to the robot with instructions and say, okay, now put a lot of fake news out and just blow everybody's mind with way too much, you know, MAGA and America First and like that.
What do you mean they turn it over to a robot and tell it what to do? You're not trying to tell me there's some kind of a robot man standing there.
No, he's not.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is it's a robot that's being instructed, and the robot will, you know, yeah, okay, and I mean, obviously it's going to say something, right?
Hey, Dave, do you know what a bot account is?
Yeah. What is this, man?
Damn, a bot account? Not a real robot. It's an account that can be automatically operated, you know, with a lot of other accounts.
Say that again, man. They could be operated. Dude, you sound like you got, like, lockjaw times 12.
I'm saying that it's an account that works with other accounts as bots, and they talk to each other and everything like that.
Now I'm even more confused.
Wait, hold it, Dave, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
These bot accounts are opened up by the Russians so that they follow each other and will automatically respond to they don't respond directly. When one of them opens up a topic, the others chime in and so forth. Now, this is all done. I don't know the technical operation itself, but no, you don't have a robot. It's just these are automatic Twitter accounts.
Yeah, and these accounts are bots. They're bots. You know, they spent $100,000 to when they bought that one.
Say that again.
They bought for $100,000. Well,
they're bot accounts.
What do you mean they're bot accounts for $100,000?
No, they're bots. Okay, they're bot to bot the.
The bots are bot. I'm going to kill someone.
No, the bot is a bot account, right?
Are you talking to me now?
Yes, sir. I'm whoever wants to.
No, I'm listening.
The bot is a bot account. Then you bought it.
You buy it. How about we get the tense right?
That's it, yeah. Well, that's not really tense. It's like possessive.
That's fine.
Anyway, so you buy the bot, and then the bot is, you know.
Then the bot's bought.
Hey, watch the language, Dave.
I'm sorry, but
you know what he's saying, don't you, General?
I know what he's saying, and I don't blame the General for being confused. But be that as it may, the Russians were buying these accounts, Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, they were, and they would, you know, put all kinds of ridiculous posts out there.
Well, give me an example of something that, like, Trump retweeted.
Well, I mean, the whole Obama got. You know, wiretap Donald Trump, He didn't wee-wee, I'm sorry.
What are you talking about him wee-weeing?
I didn't say that, man.
He retweeted.
He retweeted a story from Breitbart, but Breitbart got that from a Russian bot account on Facebook.
So the whole thing about Trump being a wiretap originated with Russia?
Yes, sir. And,
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, well, that's what's been going on, General. You know?
Well, you know, I wouldn't have voted for this guy had I known half this stuff was going on.
Oh, yes, you would have, General. You've been in love with Trump from the beginning.
Not anymore, I'm not. The stuff that I'm here... Where the hell are you, anyway?
I went into a... looks like a cooking class. I'm in a Molson cuisine class.
It's a what?
It's like a cuisine school or something, and all these ladies are learning how to make dough or something. They just got their hands stuffed in dough.
Well, why are you there?
Because I could talk about, sensitive topics without nobody hearing.
You're just in the middle of a bunch of people.
Well, they're not listening to me, man. Listen, it's just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, it sounds safe enough. I don't know.
So, what are you looking at, lady? Well, I'm on the phone right now.
All right, Dave, that's what we're talking about.
Don't talk to those people like that.
I'm sorry. Well, she came... you're using the ladies' room? Oh, I'm sorry. She's looking at... She thought I wanted to use the ladies' room. But see, it says lady on it.
Well, why would that dissuade her, Dave? You're standing there like some kind of a dork. Maybe she thinks you think that's the men's room.
Wait, hold on for a minute. What? Is the lady on the phone? I'm talking to a lady on the phone. She says that maybe you think I belong in the ladies' room. Are you going to go in and take a dump? Are you going to go take a dump?
Hey, man!
Hold on. If you're going to take a dump in there, I'll use the men's room. She got pissed off.
I can't believe what I just heard.
What are you doing, son? How were you raised?
What are you talking about?
I can't believe, nobody here can believe what you just said.
You asked that lady if she's going to take a dump.
So I would know if I want to go into the bathroom. God, man.
Yeah, I know, man. I got to say, you take a dump. If you go in and it stinks, light a match and use the other one.
I don't know.
I mean, were you not raised that was an inappropriate question?
Hold on, here she comes. You're welcome. Yeah, okay. Did you take a dump in there? Or... No, she's gone.
Hey, are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
How were you raised that you asked people questions like that?
I mean, I think it's appropriate. I mean, my mother and my father never liked it. You know, they would always, like, hit me. My father, I remember him hitting me many times because I would say, are you taking a dump in there? But,
So your father taught you to say the right things?
Well, he taught me to say the thing, but I always felt it was much more, direct to the point. If you said to them, hey, I'm going to be using the bathroom after you, man. I only think it's fair you tell me you're going to take a dump. Because if you are, then I can go down to the gas station or something like that.
Is that right, huh? I'll bet that went over real good in your family. Not?
No, I mean, like I said, my old man would slap me and my mom would hit me. My brothers hit me and my sisters hit me. And I would, like, I had to run a gauntlet every day. You know, I'd be going down the hall and they're belting me and slapping me. And I'm saying, you taking a dump? Are you taking a dump? Do you do a dump?
Are you kidding me or something, man? What?
This is impossible to believe.
Well, all right, you asked me, man.
You're going to go down the hallway and get belted by everybody instead of just go in there and deal with it.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in and do it. Forget it, man.
Did you ever learn about lighting a match?
I learned about that later, yeah. But we were not allowed to play with matches.
Oh, isn't that a big point?
Let me get this straight.
All right, we're wasting time on this.
No. I want to get this straight. You're going down the hallway in the morning. Are you going to take a dump? Are you going to take... You're kidding me, right?
Look, I had 5 brothers and sisters, counting me, that's 6. And my mom and my dad. Everybody lined up for the toilet. Shit.
Why do you call it that?
Ms. Gray said that's what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, ordinarily that's what I would call it if we were talking about something in a polite way. But you sitting there with you taking a dump, or you...
Well, Ms. Gray, I mean, you remember when you came... You remember when you came and...
Let's not talk about that.
Ms. Gray visited one time.
Dave Oliva, ladies and gentlemen, with his bullshit.
Wow, Phil.
Well, there you go.
Well, he was about to jump into it.
Yeah, jump into a very sensitive topic.
Hey. Phil Hendry Show.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray. I'll be back to sing another from my set at the Cavalcade Seafood Depot on Saturday night. Yeah, I was going to say Sunday night. And
we'll be right back.
What a rude ass.
Benson's Meats, since 1958, here in the Cavalcade Valley. Benson's Meats. We make succulent roasts, juicy pork loin, tenderloin, and the juicy hoof. Juice on the hoof, juicy steaks. That's Stinson's Meats. Stinson's Meats has been serving the Cavalcade Valley since 1958 with the tastiest meats you've ever had. And now, we've teamed up with Ted's of Beverly Hills to tell you we will put our meat in your mouth and you will like it. We're sure of that. Hi, everybody. This is Ted Bell. I now use exclusively Stinson's Meats in the Cavalcade Valley for Ted's of Beverly Hills. We want to put our meat in your mouth. And at Stinson's Meats, we not only want to put our meat in your mouth, but we're going to put our meat in your mouth and you'll like it. Stinson's Meats. We want to put our meat in your mouth, or I'm fairly certain you'll run for the restaurant screaming. Remember, at Stinson's Meats, we want to put our meat in or near your mouth.
This is Margaret Gray. Coming up on Saturday night, I will be at the Cavalcade Seafood Depot in Wilmington, California. And I'd like to play for you now a selection from that set.
I'm not going to play. You're going to sing it.
I'm going to sing. What is it?
Come on, Phil.
I'm going to sing from the set.
Yeah, we just sing with the...
Never mind, bud. And this is one called Back in Baby's Arms.
Oh, Patsy Cline.
Yes, by the late, great Patsy Cline. I'm Margaret Gray. Well, I'm back in baby's arms. How I miss those loving arms. I'm back where I belong. Back in baby's arms. Quarreled.
Quarreled.
Weenish.
Bud, shut up.
Shut your hole, bud. Don't stop.
You said Quarreled.
I didn't say Quarreled.
Come on, Margaret.
Hurt. I bet we never quarrel anymore. Be like that. I'm back in a baby's arm.
Wait a minute.
What is his problem now?
What's wrong, General?
I'm back in a baby's arm.
I'm giving it a little bit of a surreal context. God damn it.
Just keep singing.
Shh. All right, sorry, Margaret.
Now, this is the musical break. I don't want any of you clowns bugging me.
Tomorrow night, folks, at the Cavalcade Seafood Depot.
Thought I didn't need his love till he took it away. Now I'm back where I belong, and in a baby's arm I'm going.
That sounds so weird.
Turn it off.
Oh, no. Come on, Margaret.
I'll deal with you later.
Oh, yeah.
How I'm back in a...
She's back in a baby arm.
All right. You wanted me... You wanted to force me into it, right?
Well, Margaret, I don't get it.
What do some people compare a baby's arm holding an apple to?
Jesus H. Margaret...
Okay, the Greek, remember, at the Olympics?
Oh, my God.
Right. So now you get it, don't you? You wanted to be filthy. You wanted me to be filthy, and I'm filthy.
I didn't want to be filthy. You were...
I mean, you wanted me to be filthy.
So you're singing about some guy's big dick. Is that it?
What a dickhead.
Margaret.
No.
Margaret. Come on, Margaret. What's she doing?
I'm back in a baby's arm.
Well, Mr. Sandler, it's all your fault.
How is it my fault, man?
Well, you're the guy that said, go ahead, Margaret, sing another one. Come on.
Well, she wanted to do it.
It's not Phil's fault. I blame all of you slobs except for Phil.
Yeah, you're always doing that.
Tough toenails.
Let him.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. Laugh it up. Hey, man, you get to do that when you're the boss.
I hope you'd understand that that's a fair way to read. Too late to see you, but I can't do the glory of
world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Yeah, baby. I'm back in a baby arm. Fuck.
All right, give it a rest.
Misery Slims, folks.